Hello everyone, my name is Draquan Taylor, and this is a story about my dad in his early ages. He wanted to be cheap and not pay for a train ride when he had the money just like everyone else. So the only other way that he thought about getting on a train was, well, I'll let him tell you about that. But we are discussing the time he got onto the train in a rather unordinary way. Would you mind explaining how exactly you did?
No, I don't mind at all. I knew I wanted to get on a train. I knew I didn't necessarily want to pay to get on a train. So what I decided to do, which wasn't a very good idea, but it seemed like a good idea at the time, was to sneak on the train. And I basically waited for a train to pull up. I remember standing behind the train, and I remember I had a hard time catching up to the train as well, but I managed to catch up to the train, and I put my hands on the back of the train, and as it was taking off, and the train began to gain speed and pick up speed, so I began to run a little faster. And I noticed before I was actually pulled my way up onto the train that we was approaching the bridge. And I had a major decision to make. Either I was going to let go and wasn't going to catch that particular train, or I was going to hold on and try to get on the train. Now, the problem comes in, it was no room for error, basically, because we was coming to a bridge, and on the side of the bridge wasn't anything but a huge deep drop, okay? And I mean, it was a huge deep drop. But without thinking about that and being unconscious of the danger, I decided I was going to jump up on the ledge of this bridge, run the length of the bridge, because I figured it wasn't that long, it was fairly a short bridge, and I figured all I had to do was jump up on the ledge, maintain my pace, and I could make the train. And that's exactly what I did without thinking about the dangers of the situation. But have I realized what a foolish and stupid decision that was to do that, naturally I wouldn't have done it, because it was just too risky and too dangerous, and like I said, it was no room for error, because you have to jump up in the air while you're maintaining control and holding on to the train, and you have to come down exactly on this little thin piece of metal, barely enough for you to run on, which was really, really foolish. And by the grace of God, I was able to do it, and I am very thankful to this day, because if I didn't maintain my balance on that bridge, I would have certainly have fallen to certain death. And I honestly believe that. It was just that dangerous and just that stupid.
So, what caused you to want to sleep on the train like very much?
I believe I had an interview. And the sad part is your grandmother gave me money to go to the interview. So, it wasn't totally based on me not having the necessary money to get on a train. It was basically about me being foolish and selfish, and wanting to keep the money that I had to get on a train, and not pay to get on a train. And like I said, by the grace of God, I managed to get on a train, and I outsmarted the lazy conductors, simply because I knew if I walked all the way to the front of the train and laid down, they would never come up there to look to see if anybody had snuck onto the train. And again, by the grace of God, they didn't. So I just laid down, so when they peep up the train, it appears as though there's no one on the train.
Do you remember like what you used the money for? You didn't want to pay?
No, that was a little bit too long ago, because that was a seriously, seriously long time ago. I mean, you have got to be talking every bit of at least 20 years. At least.
So like, how long did you ride on the outside of the train before you actually...
Well, actually, it wasn't that long, but obviously if you're holding on to a train and you're approaching a bridge and that you got to make this jump, land on the ledge of the bridge, continue to maintain hold of the bridge while running along it, and then having the heart to jump onto the train, because jumping down to the ground may cause you to lose control. So I knew that, and I was calculating all of that. I was basically reacting to the situation because I really didn't have a chance to truly think about it. So I was more or less reacting than thinking, knowing that I desperately had to get on this train. For some reason, it was like it wasn't no more trains going coming. I was going to try to sneak on another train, whatever reason, I just had to get on this train. I guess the clock was ticking towards my interview, and I wanted to get there on time, and I believe I did. But due to the fact it occurred a long time ago, it had to be simply a matter of a few seconds, because it didn't take that long when I grabbed the train and realized I was approaching the bridge. So all I had to do was have time to look at it and make a decision. I had plenty of time to make a conscious decision whether I was going to let go of the train or try to jump up onto the ledge. I had more than enough time to make that decision, and I could clearly see it wasn't nothing on either side of that bridge. But for some reason, I didn't let go of the train. I just held on to it, and I ran and ran and ran. Jumped up on the ledge and jumped into the train. So all in all, calculating, I'd probably say about somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe 45 to 60 seconds. I didn't have a lot of time to think about it. I just had to react and decide what I was going to do immediately.
So when you got on the train, how long were you riding on the train to get to you?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't think it was really that long. Like I said, it was a long, long time ago, approximately 20 years. I know I had a few stops to go. When I say a few, it was definitely too long for me to be walking. So I don't know exactly how long or how many stops, but just to take a guess at it, I say I was on the train anywhere from a good 10 to 15 minutes. And you know, a train can travel quite a distance in a matter of 10 to 15 minutes because it just periodically stops. It don't stop at all.
So when you got off the train, you went to the interview, right?
Yes, that was the plan.
And what were you being interviewed for, like a job?
It was definitely a job interview. Now, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was telemarketing. You know, the people that call you on the telephone to try to sell you stuff or set up appointments to sell you stuff. I think that's what it was. I think it was telemarketing. You know, I was young, and I definitely needed my own money, spending money, and I traveled a great distance because I felt as though that's what I needed to do to get a job at the time, because a job just wasn't very plentiful. Similar to today, jobs aren't very plentiful, but I traveled out to one of the counties and interviewed for the job, and I believe I got the job. I didn't have it very long, you know, because I was in school, and I just wanted something to fill my time, make a few dollars, you know, before I went back to school. So it definitely helped me for the time being, but I didn't keep the position very long, and I actually was good at it, and I liked it.
So you said you traveled to another county. Like, where were you at when you caught the train, and where were you headed to get the interview?
I was still in Philadelphia when I hopped the train. I know that part. I was still in Philadelphia because the bridge is somewhere in North Philadelphia. I probably would recognize it if I'd seen it. Like I said, it was a really, really long time ago. But I'm pretty sure I was still in Philadelphia, North Philly somewhere to be exact. In the county in which I traveled to, I could not possibly remember to this day. I couldn't tell you. All I know was out there in the burbs somewhere, and it was quite a distance from the city. It was quite a distance. I remember that part, but I couldn't tell you how long it was. But my only way there was public transportation that I took.
Did like anything happen to you, like while you were trying to jump the train and make it?
Actually, it did. I ruined my brand new suit that your grandmother bought me, and I really liked that suit because it was really, really a nice suit at the time. I mean, it was unusual because it was a pants and jacket set, and it had snaps on both the shoulders. And on both sides of the leg, and it was gray and white, and you seen the white part if you unsnap the buttons and folded it back on the jacket part, and you could see the white if you unsnapped it on the legs. You can see the white part, and I really liked that outfit. I really liked it a lot, and it was a brand new outfit for my interview, and I ruined it because in the process of me hopping the train, I tore a huge hole in the pants leg of the outfit. Now, of course, you would have to really be looking to notice that I had a huge hole in my brand new outfit. But not only did I have a huge hole on the pants leg, the side of the pants leg was filthy dirty as well. Now, exactly how that happened, I don't remember. To this day, I just remember I ruined my outfit because I had such a huge hole in the pants leg. And the dirt that came from the train track or the bridge or whatever it was awfully, awfully dirty. Yeah, so I basically ruined a brand new outfit. The outfit I really liked.
So, judging from the way you looked at that, interfere with your job interview?
I can't say it did because I really didn't think about it much at the actual interview. Of course, I thought about it a lot more once the interview was over and I was heading home. And I had sense enough to pay, you know, on the train to head home. The incident as a whole didn't play too much into the interview, I don't believe. You know what I mean? I wanted the job. I was qualified for the job. And they gave me an opportunity to perform the job. And I did that, did it well. Enjoyed it for as long as it lasted. And I really haven't given it much thought after that. Really, so it didn't hamper my interview at all.
All right. You know, you said you went to the front of the train. And did you hide from the conductors in 2015? How did you?
Yeah, that's exactly was the reason for me going to the front of the train, because I figured at the time of the day in which I was traveling, the train would be practically empty anyway. So I didn't want to be around everybody else, because then I figured they probably would notice how many people was already on the train before I boarded the train. So I figured if I just walked further up, like to, you know, the very first train. When they looked up there, because they probably just, you know, would come to the doorway just to look to see if anybody got on the train. And when they looked, they wouldn't see me because I purposely was laying down. So that was the purpose. That was the whole purpose of me going to the very first train and going towards the front of the very first train was to go unnoticed by the conductor.
How did you exit the train, Mike?
When I got to my stop, I just got up and walked off. Because at that point, even if I was seen, it wasn't no big deal because I was exiting the train. So, I mean, it's nothing they could do at that point because I'm leaving the train now. So it wasn't really anything they could do except maybe be a little more cautious and a little more aware the next time. But who knows, they might have just fell back into their own little same routine as just looking through the front door. Because the bottom line is they have a job to do, but it's really not their money they're collecting. It's, I guess, SEPTA's money. It's not theirs.
This was like the trolleys? The L's are like the regional rails.
These was the regional rails. Mm-hmm. Yes, these was definitely the regional rails where you have to, you know, buy a ticket for a certain zone and they punch the ticket type thing, yes.
So while you were doing all of this, like sneaking on the train, getting on the train, laying down, I think, how did you feel? This seemed like it took a little while.
I felt fine, actually. I mean, you know, I really didn't have much to think about other than getting caught, because I already made a conscious decision to sneak on the train, which you're not supposed to do. I made the conscious decision to hide from the conductors, of course, which you're not supposed to do. I mean, I didn't feel like guilty or anything because I already made the decision to do what I did. I made the decision to sneak onto the train and I made the decision to hide. So if I was the type of person that was going to feel guilty about it, I probably would have never had done it in the first place. So I definitely didn't feel guilty about it. And actually, I felt pretty good because I came up with a plan, and the plan was to sneak on the train and hide from the conductor. I executed my plan successfully because I wound up sneaking on the train, and I went unnoticed, which was the plan, and I walked off the train just like everybody else who walked off the train who paid. And I came up with a plan, executed the plan, and the plan was successful. So I felt pretty good because my plan was successful.
So you didn't feel like adrenaline pumping or scared. You was just like, you was happy that you made it on there.
Yeah, it didn't even bother me, the fact that, you know, and it's interesting you asked that, because I don't recall feeling adrenaline and pumping when I snuck on the train. I mean, as you approach the bridge, you would think, you know, with your mind racing at that moment as you approach that bridge, because, you know, if you lose your balance, you're basically as good as dead. It's no bouncing back from that, because you're jumping up in the air and you have to land on the side of the bridge, which is only but so much space, because it's just a big piece of metal. There's really not that much there. At that moment, you would have thought that most people probably would have just had let go, you know, and tried to sneak on another train. You would have figured the adrenaline would have been pumping, but I don't recall any adrenaline pumping. I just know I was running and I was running, but the train was moving at such a pace that I could keep pace with the train. So it wasn't like they speeded up on me. I could easily hold on to the train and run along the side of it. That gave me the heart to believe that I could jump into the air and land on the side of the bridge and still maintain pace, which I did, because it really wasn't traveling that fast. It didn't take off that fast. Fortunately for me, or I would have had to let go of that train or really made a foolish decision. But to answer your question, I don't recall any adrenaline pumping at the time, and once I was on the train, I don't recall any adrenaline pumping. I was basically calm and relaxed.
So judging from the way you described like the scenario of everything, right, I'm pretty sure that you wouldn't have done it again, or you wouldn't do it again.
Probably not, because if you take the time to stop and think about things and you realize how stupid it is, you probably wouldn't do it. You know what I mean? But when you're caught up, you know, in the spur of the moment and you're not thinking, you're just reacting to a given situation, that's when you'll make a foolish decision and follow through with it, because you're not thinking about it. You're not thinking about the consequences of your actions. You're just reacting to a given situation. And that's what I was doing. I was reacting to a given situation, because I thought initially it was supposed to be easy for me to sneak onto the train. I was just going to grab it, pull myself up on the train, be on the train, wait for it to stop. Then I can jump off the train onto the platform and walk onto the train as though I paid. That was the plan. But if you consciously sit down and think about that, you probably wouldn't do it, because just approaching that bridge was just far too dangerous. And as a child, I mean, you're more likely to make foolish decisions because you're not going to think it through. You're not going to think about the consequences and the repercussions of your actions, because you're young and brave and naive. But as you get older and you mature, you tend to think things through. And the more you think about things, you're more likely to make a better decision. That's why lots of times people say your first reaction is the correct reaction, which it may very well be, but nonetheless, when it's an important decision, a major decision, you need to give it some thought. You know, sit down and think about it. Depending on the impact of your decision on the rest of your life, or the rest of your day, the rest of your week or month, think about it. Give it some time. Think about it. Go over it. Analyze it. Think about, you know, the positives and the negatives. And just reflect on it. Give yourself a chance to reflect. If you need to ask other people their opinion, do that as well. Depending on, you know, the seriousness of the decision, you know. And anytime you're entering a dangerous situation, I would obviously say avoid that given situation. Don't put yourself in those type of situations where you have to make life-changing decisions, you know, or life-threatening decisions. I mean, it's just foolish. It was way too easy for me to let go of that train. But for whatever reason, I did not let go. And not only did I not let go, I convinced myself that I could jump up onto the side of a bridge, run alongside the train, and from the bridge, with its narrow little path, I can jump onto the train. And obviously, if I had thought about that, I wouldn't have done that, because it was just way too dangerous and way too risky. And that's what made my decision so foolish. And I'm surprised I even told you about that, because honestly and truthfully, I don't want you taking chances like that, because it's way too dangerous and it's way too foolish. And like I said, it was way too easy for me to let go of that train. But by the grace of God, I sit here today. And I held onto that train and I jumped onto that bridge. I jumped onto the train and made it onto that train. And thank God I didn't fall. Thank God.
So do you think that you had to be like physically fit or endurance or have like intense focus to try to do a stunt like this?
Yes. Not yes to the fitness part, because like I said, I was already young. I was in shape. The train wasn't going very fast. But just to have the dogged determination it would take for an individual not to let go of that train. Because the bottom line is, I made up my mind that I was getting on this particular train. Now, obviously, I could have let go of that train and tried to sneak on another train, or just pay to get on the train, period. But I made the decision not to pay, and I made the decision that I was getting on this train, even as it approached the bridge. So that's strong will and strong determination. Even in the face of danger, I made a decision that I stuck with. And like I said, it wasn't a very good decision. In fact, it was quite bad. But I made the decision and I stuck with my decision, even in the face of certain death. Because if I had fell from that bridge, there was no way I was going to survive the fall. And even if I was alive, I mean, nobody is anywhere near the area in which I would have fell. So I could have been there for Lord knows how long before anybody have noticed. And when I say Lord knows how long, it could have been days, because it's an isolated area, because it wasn't nothing down there but more train tracks, I believe, was at the bottom of this bridge. Because you got a bridge going across, and then you got this huge drop off all the way to the ground. And if I recall correctly, on the ground, it was of a train track. So who knows how often, you know, train travel those tracks. So I made a decision, and I followed through with it. And I was truly determined to get on that train, and I did. So that is seriously strong will, serious determination, and true stubbornness. Because, like I said, I didn't have to get on that particular train, but for some reason, I was truly determined to get on that particular train, even in the face of danger. And like I said earlier, thank God, I was able to make the jump and get onto that train.
So, like, the main or only reason you wanted to jump on the train is so you didn't have to pay?
Yes, I would have to say yes. Like I said, I could have snuck on another train once I crossed the bridge. But for some reason, I guess I'm impatient. So I guess I didn't want to wait for another train. I mean, this was my opportunity. I seen that this was my opportunity. And I wanted to take advantage of that given opportunity. And that's what I did. Opportunity came forth my way. I decided I was going to take advantage of that particular opportunity, and I did. I jumped right onto that train. No?
No, that's it.
No, okay.